What happens when a 10-year NFL veteran swaps the gridiron for the world of cybersecurity? In this episode of the Talos Security Sessions Bite-Size Podcast, we sit down with John Fina, a former professional football player who spent 10 years with the Buffalo Bills, played in two Super Bowls with the Bills in 1993 and 1994, and who has since made a remarkable transition from defending end zones to defending corporate networks. In this interview, John describes how lessons from the field, like strategic thinking, relentless diligence, and studying opponents inside and out, paired with the essentials of teamwork, gave him a unique edge in helping his customers in their fight against today's cyber threats. Through captivating stories from his NFL career, John is here to show us the surprising parallels between the high-stakes world of pro sports and that of cybersecurity. This is the Talos Security Sessions Bite-Size Podcast. All right. Well, John, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm Steve Prentice. I'm the host of the Talos Security Sessions Podcast. And this is the first one that we're doing, actually, as a direct conversation with people from within Talos. My goodness, how can we go any more interesting and more deep than your amazing career? Tell us about how you went from the University of Arizona into pro football.
Well, Steve, first, thanks for having me, and I'd love to share my insights. I do have a little crazy career path. I've had people tell me it looks like an EKG chart, you know, going from this to that, to this to that. So I did grow up in Tucson, Arizona, played football there. And at that time in the 1980s, you didn't get widely recruited across the nation because there was no social media. So I was fortunate enough. I had three offers to play, and one was from my hometown school, the University of Arizona. And I started on the defensive side of the ball. And later in my time there, I flipped to offense. I got some great coaching, people who really helped me with the technique and philosophy of offensive line play. And I put together about 16 games that were really good. I did well when they bring all the players in to assess their physical abilities. And I was fortunate and lucky to be drafted by the Buffalo Bills and spend 10 great years there and one great year with the Arizona Cardinals.
So that was not the kind of usual career path that a lot of people in IT or in security follow. But what is good and what is a great lesson even for those who did not get to do that is that everything you do in life has an opportunity to influence the next thing. We all learn lessons by doing things. And there's an obvious connection between, let's say, defense or offense in sports and what you're doing in cybersecurity, because there's a mindset thing going on there, right? I mean, it's a constant proactive mindset.
Yeah. Even though I played offense, which seems offensive, my role in the game was to protect running backs, protect quarterbacks. And, you know, this idea of cybersecurity and protection, you know, I'm already very keen to looking for vulnerability and trying to prevent an invasion or an attack or an attack surface. So it really sort of, well, maybe loosely falls into the category of ending up in cybersecurity from defending quarterbacks from being hit and running backs from being tackled.
Taking your next major part of your career, moving across to working with Talos and getting into cybersecurity and technology, what keeps you busy now? First, let's set the stage about what's your area of expertise within Talos.
Well, Talos does a great many things, and we have a huge number of products across our cybersecurity data security platform. But I think when most people approach from an enterprise level, how can they manage their security? You know, what we can do is provide a comprehensive solution for encryption key management. And when you have incredible amount of data and people accessing that data, you have to be able to control who has that access, create, rotate, revoke keys, helping people understand the value and why they want to hold their own keys and why they want to rotate and manage their keys, and that there is a solution for them. Now, there are smaller solutions out there from other companies that can handle, you know, much smaller businesses with much less data. But when it comes to these larger businesses and enterprise businesses, the amount and explosion of data is so vast and access to it becomes so important that you really have to have as much control as you can. I think the biggest issue is, in the United States, explaining to people who Talos is, what we do, and why it's so important as a solution for them. You know, football is a great analogy for that type of situation, a little bit of chaos, a little bit of concert to it. But by and large, I'm trying to really understand what a customer's motivation is, what their goals are, and align myself and care about what generally is, you know, their most important asset, which is their data, and how they cannot become a victim, because the bad guys are, they're very creative, they're very adept, and they pivot very quickly. So, you know, we really need to stay on top of our game in security.
You have a remarkable way of shining a new light that ties right back to your sports career. So can you share with us perhaps maybe three particular talents that you either had when you started or you absorbed as you played football that you would want to share with people who are struggling to protect their companies?
I think I have a very good answer for you, Steve. And this will make sense to you because you're reporting on cybersecurity and events every day. So you're doing all this research, okay? So when you're playing football, let's say I'm protecting the passer. We're going to throw the ball downfield, and across the line of scrimmage for me is Steve Prentice. Now, the fan sees that interaction in that moment in the game. But what they don't realize is that Steve has been watching film of me all week, and I've been watching film of Steve all week, and I'm looking for clues. And in this instance, the clues are, what are the threats in the marketplace? So Steve knows because he's been studying what's happening in the cybersecurity IT world, right? And I know as the customer, he knows how to threaten me. I know how to resist that threat. So before the ball is even snapped, before the play even begins, the amount of preparation that you have is pretty deep. All right, so now the ball is snapped. Now, for me, I am looking at, in this case, visual clues. In your case, with Talos and Purva, you're looking for data activity clues, what's happening in your environment. So I'm staring at either your inside shoulder or your outside shoulder, and I'm controlling my body, which is my posture, right? My data security posture management, my protect the quarterback physical posture. Now, the issue is, as the play develops, you have all these various options. You can come inside, you can try to midline me, you can try to rush me outside, you could be running a game with another defender. So I have to take in all of this input in a split second and be able to react. Now, if you're the customer, what's that reaction look like in the event of a breach? How quickly can you control what is happening to you? How quickly can you put out the fire and mitigate the risk? In my case, it's not letting that guy get a hand on my quarterback, right? Not sacking the quarterback, not tipping the ball, anything I can do. And then generally, what the third part of this is, what can I learn from what I had just done? What can I take from my history of learning, from my ability, my posture, because of the actions I've taken, mitigate any kind of disaster, and then apply it to the very next opportunity because the game continues, right? I have to line up and I have to do it again. So in a short analogy, you have to prepare, you have to react, you have to replicate. And if you're able to do that as an organization, I think, you know, your odds get better and better for protecting your super sensitive data and being able to mitigate any kind of impact for when people happen to get in your environment.
We've got people of different ages coming into the business. Do you have any advice for professionals who don't have a sports background necessarily, but any additional advice you wish to share?
Yeah, a couple things I would say to the young salespeople in particular. You really can't take no personally. At the end of your sales career, you're going to hear a lot more no's than you hear yeses. And you have to have general resilience to that. Number one, be confident, know your material. And when you don't, be honest and say, you know, I'm not familiar with that. Can you explain how that works? People generally want to be teachers. People generally want to show you what they know. And if you're curious and genuinely interested, you'll get an answer and you'll get a very good engagement. I think the second part is when you do know your stuff and you are getting a little bit of pushback, don't be afraid to press a little bit. Ask that next question. No sale was ever made without anybody getting a little bit uncomfortable. And everybody in security right now is a little bit uncomfortable because the threats are so vast, they're so creative, they evolve so quickly, and they happen very quickly. Get up and do it again. Get up the next day and do it all again. Lather, rinse, repeat. Be a curious, thoughtful person and be genuinely interested in your customers' goals, because they can read you. These are people too. You like to think because you're in sales, you can read everyone. People are reading you back. And, you know, live your life that way. Be curious, be thoughtful.
Did you have any great mentors, maybe back at university or through your football career, people that you remember to this day? You don't even have to mention the names if you don't wish to, but something they said or gave you that you carry with you to this day?
I would point to two. Number one, my father. He came from a working class, blue collar, Italian American family. And early on, he decided that he wouldn't let anything stop him from reaching his goals. And through the GI Bill, he was able to go to college and then became an orthopedic surgeon and provided very well for our very large family. And then, as I alluded to earlier, Pat Hill was my offensive line coach at Arizona. And he was an incredible guy because he really ingrained the thoughts about technique and precision to the play, and that, you know, there were no shortcuts. You just had to really believe in the technique and apply it. And another thing, and I think I've learned this along the way, mostly from my father, is this idea of being curious, really being able to converse with people and understand their perspective and hearing the types of journeys they've had in life. And I think because of my habit of being interested in people, I found myself connected to someone who worked in IT, who actually happened to work at Talus at the time. And this person said, you should really give it a shot. This IT, I think it would really fulfill that curiosity that you have, this idea of protection.
What concerns you the most about security? Like when you see different kinds of bad guys, everything from nation state actors right down to script kiddies who just copy and paste code, we're seeing lurkers, people who just simply go in to do APTs, just simply sit there and lurk for a while. And then you've got smash and grabs who go and steal data. We see enormous amounts of ransomware and very different approaches now to how to deal with it. You know, countries of all types are saying we shouldn't have our companies pay ransom. And then other companies will say, well, yes, we have to, because we have to keep going, especially if you're a hospital. So we're seeing, as you said, chaos, exactly like it is. The rules of the game are out there, but there's chaos as soon as you start to get into the play. What keeps you awake at night with regard to people's security and their data?
I think generally is my biggest concern for the customer is they have an enormous surface of attack, right? And they have to be able to resist various types of bad actors who are extremely creative, who are evolving every minute of every day with the type of attack that they bring. And it, you know, the idea that you have this entire attack surface and you have to look out for hundreds of thousands of bad guys, but they only need to find one weakness. And I think that's the part that really kind of generally gets me a little upset about, you know, just the state of affairs, that it's become so difficult because data is so important and we're not going back to paper. We're not going back to putting stamps on envelopes, that we need to evolve as Talus. And I believe that we're doing that with our solutions. We are able to find something for a customer that can help mitigate disaster. And I don't think that you can really kind of whistle past the graveyard and do nothing. But I also feel like if you believe you'll never get breached, you're also being a little bit silly. So you have to do everything you can in belief that you will never, because your security is so good. But in the background, you have to create an architecture of mitigation. So in the event that you are compromised, that you don't give up the entire farm. When it comes to ransom, you know, I don't necessarily blame the folks that end up paying it. I understand their motivation. Business continuity. I don't believe, and I think the statistics bear out, that when you pay ransom, you won't be breached again. I think the amount of re-attacks on people who pay ransom is even greater than if you were never breached before. So that's a fine line, and those are business decisions that our customers make, sadly, every day. But you should not be in a position where you're paying a ransom, but looking in the rearview mirror and realizing we didn't do everything we could.
What I'm going to do is just ask about the internal machinations of a company that you would work with, because we look at the technology and we have now spoken about threats and so forth. In that
area where you've got IT people and you have those who are focused on security as their profession, do you find that part of their challenge, perhaps part of their opposing team, is not necessarily the bad actors, but also the internal politics of an organization, the unwillingness for organizations to fully recognize the danger that they are in? Do you see people getting frustrated by the politics of the various layers of management in an organization?
Well, I certainly don't want to throw stones at anyone, but, you know, obviously when you work in a silo in a company, you want more budget. Everybody wants more budget. You want more budget in your family. You want more budget in your company. There may be some frustration. Budget cycles are tricky things, but these are Fortune 500, Fortune 100, Fortune 1000 companies that this is how they run their business, right? They create budget cycles, and there's your cybersecurity budget. Now, on occasion, there might be an event that requires that that budget get borrowed from somebody else, right? Infrastructure might have to lend you money until next year, or either you pay it back or the budget goes up. I think generally what can also be quite confusing is, and this was just incredible for me to learn when I joined the world of IT, is there is no one solution. There are architectures out there, and there are millions of ways to put your data together, millions of ways to manage your data. And then now add to that that along with Talos, although we have a very comprehensive solution, there are point solutions everywhere. There are companies, hundreds of companies now, who can tell you that, you know, they're the solution to all your problems. And I think wading through all of that as a security professional is very challenging. There's a lot of noise. There's a lot of trying to decide what's the most important thing right now. And I don't put any blame on anybody for that. I know everybody's a little frustrated, and I think they're frustrated, and it's not a bad thing. I think their hearts are in the right place. They really want to do what's right for their company. They want to succeed at their jobs. And, you know, sometimes they don't have enough resources and human resources. And there's just a lot of noise out there to filter through about what solution actually is going to help solve your problem. And when in truth, you need a number of solutions across the board to reach your goal.
Like a true professional, John, you make it look easy, both in playing football and also in terms of being an expert in sales. But all that easiness is coming from a deep, deep background and, again, a lot of study and a lot of diligence. So I really appreciate your time. This has been a truly transformative episode in terms of just giving people some really tangible advice based on background. So I want to thank you very much for being our inaugural guest on these special Talos Security Sessions podcast focusing on Talos people. So thank you so much for being here with us today.
Steve, it was my pleasure. And anytime I go through an exercise like that, it helps remind me of the things that I need to continue to do, to continue to get better at. And, you know, everyone should take an opportunity of self-reflection. And moments like this give me a chance to maybe impart a little wisdom, but also point the finger back at myself and say, you know, do a little better today than you did yesterday.
John Fina is the regional sales manager for Talos Southwest and is based in his hometown of Tucson, Arizona. Remember, if you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe and tell a friend or a colleague or a client or all of them about the Talos Security Sessions podcasts. And join in the conversation on LinkedIn. Just search for Talos Cloud Security and watch for our podcast posts. We will be back again soon with another episode and another discussion on the topics that you need to know about to successfully carry on in the business of information security. Until then, I'm Steve Prentice. Thanks for listening.